This kind of thing, he goes on to say, represents the first step towards a sham universe. It is also indicative of an important element in today's psychology, the disappearance of reality in a world of hallucinations. Man will be led to act from real motives that are scientifically directed and increasingly irresistible. Think about the computer. He will be brought to sacrifice himself in a real world. He will be brought to sacrifice himself in a real world. But for the sake of the verbal universe which has been fashioned for him, we must try to grasp the profundity of this upheaval. The human being has enormous means at his disposal, and he acts upon and in the real world, but he acts in a dream. He seeks other ends, those the incantational magic of propaganda purposes for him, than those he will really attain. The ends he is expected to reach are known only to the manipulators of the mass subconscious, and to them alone. And it's true, most people are in a hypnotic state. They're being guided step by step towards giving up all the rights, all the freedoms, and they don't mind. What's scary is that they don't mind. Tyrants were used to, if you read history. But when the public don't mind something has happened to the people, it means they have no mind of their own. They have nothing to hide, they say, and yet wars were fought in the past to have privacy and peace within your own home. Now we don't even own our own homes. And again, no one's really complaining about it either. What's happened to the public? Well, the public have been trained that everything's been taken care of by Big Brother and his cohorts. You know, all these people who come out of special wombs, different birth canals than you and I, the ones that are up there in high bureaucratic positions, the experts and scientists are taking care of all the world's tough problems for us because it's all too difficult for us to understand. That's how we've been trained to view it, or not even to look at it, in fact. That's the world in which we live. It's a matrix. And for those who are conscious, the hardest job is trying to wake anybody up. Now, since one in thousands can wake up, it's rather the chances of someone in your own family waking up with you are incredibly small. So don't beat your head against the brick wall. Look for those who are trying to wake up. And that's what they meant in all ages. Let the dead bury their dead. And try to get those who are trying to live. They're trying to get up from the dead. You make the dead to walk. That's what that always meant in all ages. You've got to do it yourself. You've got to feed it to the people very slowly. Don't overload them with anything. And don't give them the more complex books to begin with. Use your own words, words which they can understand, and relate it to their own experiences so they can really understand. Because we are living in a very clever, very advanced, mind control form of society the world over. And the world is being standardized into the same system, which further decreases the chances of peoples in other countries waking up. When you have no one else to compare yourself with, that's the problem with global government. When there's no other country or people or culture to compare yourself with, you will not question your culture at all. And that is fact. Any historian knows that. And anyone who studied the technique of civilization knows that too.